Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is a bonus edition of the podcast after a hugely successful Sunday for British triathlon at the Tokyo 2020 Paralympic Games. A brilliant weekend for British triathlon, and Lauren Steadman, George Peasgood and Claire Cashmore, who won a full set of Paralympic medals at the delayed Tokyo 2020 Games. The gold, silver and bronze in the men's and women's PTS5 events at Odaiba Marine Park ensured another successful Games for the team. Coming up, we'll hear from each of the medalists on what Tokyo has been like and start looking ahead to Paris 2024, now less than 3 years away. Relief, redemption and huge celebrations for Lauren Steadman, who won her first Paralympic gold medal in Tokyo. The Rio silver medalist came home 41 seconds ahead of American Grace Norman, the athlete who'd beaten her 5 years ago after that mistake in the swim.
Lauren, describe to me what it means to be a Paralympic gold medalist after what happened 5 years ago, of course.
Yes, it's meant absolutely everything. And I think until you cross that line, anything can happen in a triathlon, in especially a Paralympic triathlon, because everybody is at the best of their best. So for me, I was not about to celebrate until that white line was safely just behind my feet. And yeah, I didn't realize how much it was going to mean to me until I actually did it. And you are right, Rio 5 years ago just really, really hurt me. So I still think I'm in a little bit of disbelief. I can't believe I did it. I have some fantastic girls to race. And yeah, it came together on the day for me. And I dug deep. And I'm just over the moon.
Because post Rio, it was really dark times for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I'd gone in with a lot of pressure on my shoulders anyway. And most of the time, athletes put that pressure on themselves. It's, you know, people just want to see you race and have fun. And I took the whole world onto my shoulders. And in the race, I swam the wrong way. And I kind of gave away the gold medal. I did redeem myself and come back with the silver, but it was really hard to know that, you know, I had something that I could have controlled and I hadn't done justice by myself. So, you know, it's taken 5 years working with my coach, Robin. He's really installed massive sense of confidence in me and belief that I could do it. And he sort of said to me, listen, you're not finished yet. You know, you've got something you started, you need to finish it properly. I believe in you. And today with his help, you know, that dream came true. And finally, after four Paralympic Games, I brought home that shiny gold medal. So yeah, I'm over the moon, but it wouldn't have been without absolutely everybody behind the scenes.
Yeah. So from the darkness, so much light. How can you describe, what do you remember about that podium moment?
I guess every time that you stand on a podium and you're in the gold medal position and you hear your national anthem, it's priceless. It's absolutely priceless. Like all those moments, all those times of saying no to ice cream and dessert, all the really, you know, things in life that make you so happy, the sacrifices, that, you know, they go right out the window and you realize why you've done what you've done. And for me today, I raised my medal to the sky for my parents, my grandparents, for my whole family, friends, everyone that's, you know, been there. I just really cannot say thank you enough to everybody. It sounds cliche and everyone's like thanking everybody, but it really is a team effort. I executed the race, but to get me where I am, it involved everyone.
And you have to remind yourself at that podium moment just to stop and take it in, because it must just go by so quickly for you. And yet it's what you've been working for your whole life.
Yes. I knew that actually since we've landed in Tokyo, each day has gone by really, really quickly. I've been blitzing a lot of Netflix just to try and remain calm and distracted. But it's gone very, very quickly. But it is definitely a moment that I will remember for the rest of my life. It may never happen again. It may happen again. I don't know. But today, I tried to take in absolutely everything, tried to share everything I could. And it filled probably all the senses from my toes all the way through to my hair, that I'd done it. I'd actually done it. So yeah, it was incredible.
And do you have the appetite to go on and do it again now?
Right now, I'm very excited to go home and just be with absolutely all my family and friends and just sort of have mini celebrations. But I think when you take a title like that, the hunger's there instantly because you realize what you've achieved and actually, you know, you can continue to achieve. I'm not ruling out continuing at all. It is only a 3-year cycle now, which kind of changes everything, because when you've got a 4-year cycle, but kind of next year, it's Commonwealths. I can't be in it, unfortunately. A few of my teammates are, but then the year after that will be the test event again, and the year after that will be Paris. So I don't know is the answer.
Well, congratulations. Enjoy this moment. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you very much.
Good to hear Lauren, the Strictly star, of course, not ruling out trying to defend her triathlon title in Paris 2024 yet. We'll hear from teammate Claire Cashmore in a moment after her brilliant bronze in the same event. But first, silver success for George Peasgood, who, after leading through the swim and the bike phases, was finally overtaken by Germany's Martin Schultz during the 5K run. But as we hear from George, Tokyo 2020 isn't over yet for him.
Congratulations. What does it mean to you to have a Paralympic medal in your pocket now?
It's actually on my lap at the moment. But yeah, it's pretty phenomenal, really. To be a part of Paralympics and kind of the whole journey and understanding so much more about Paralympic movement and what it means compared to competing at Rio. Like, I'm overwhelmed by everything and all the support from back home as well. And I'm just so grateful for the help of friends, family and the team as well for getting me here in the best shape possible. It's obviously I'd do the performance, but there's so many people behind it that make it possible.
And what can you tell us about how the competition unfolded for you today?
Yeah, so it was, I swam really well. I was happy with that, with the bike and the Martin that went on to win. He biked really, really well. So I was getting time splits to him and it wasn't quite what I was expecting. So it could have put me in a really nervous position, but I just kept on driving, could see the gap to other competitors was still going out. So I just thought that possibly Martin was going to overcook it or dug deep or just having a really good ride. And he just did, to be honest. And then, yeah, getting onto the run, you run a 5K pretty maximally and you wait for the effort to start to bite and into the last kilometre, and it did. And thankfully today it paid off with a silver.
Can you describe the podium moment for us?
Tearful, if I'm honest. It's been a lot of work to get here and to be in the shape I am. And it's just, I'm so overwhelmed by the amount of support from friends, family. And the team that have helped get me here and the physio, the side, my coach, like they've done such a phenomenal job. And it's taken a lot of belief from me to believe what they were saying was possible. But it has been. And the podium was tearful.
Paralympics GB's had such phenomenal success. And today, of course, the triathletes have come up with medals. What was it like to be part of that team, that British triathlon team?
Yeah, like we are one big team. And I think yesterday was gutting to see some, like Dave and Luke. But there are some really big wins in there that people wouldn't see. Like Fran and getting out here and being able to compete was amazing. And Alison with the weeks that she's had coming into the event. So like it's a win for all of British triathlon. And for everyone, it's not just us medalists that have done well. It is other people as well. But we're all, yeah, looking forward to just kind of the wind down now. There's a couple of races at the end of the year, but we're all, yeah, really ecstatic.
And what's your plans now? How does your schedule work out now?
I'm being picked up in about an hour and a half, I think. Hour and a half to head over to Fuji Speedway and over to the cycling lot. I'll have a day, recovery day, with a spin on the bike course, which is the time trial recce. And on Tuesday afternoon, I'll race the time trial. Have a couple of days easier again, and then the road race on Friday.
Every track cyclist won a medal. There's pressure on you road cyclists now, isn't there?
Yeah, a lot of them are going over to the road as well with a lot of, really high morale. They've performed really incredibly. We'll just go again. Like, everyone knows what they're doing. It's not something new. We'll just go out there, try and perform, and what will be, will be.
Well, congratulations today on the medal. Well done, and thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.
Good luck to George on the road at the Fuji Speedway. In our last podcast with British Triathlon, I was honoured to be joined by Claire Cashmore as co-presenter, the former Paralympic swimming gold medalist, now triathlete bronze medalist, after finishing third in the PTS5 category in Tokyo. The 9-time Paralympic medalist also becomes the first ever medalist from another sport to reach the podium in triathlon. Her partner, Dave Ellis, back in the Paralympics for the first time since 2008, was unable to complete his triathlon event the day before with his guide, Luke Pollard, after a technical issue when the chain on his bike broke. So, despite Claire's success, she admits to having mixed feelings.
It's been quite an emotional 24 hours from what happened with Dave yesterday with his chain breaking midway through the race and unfortunately not being able to finish. For me, that was absolutely heartbreaking. Just seeing how much hard work and how much he's put into this and then not being able to show it, just, you know, words can't describe how that feels. And I think, you know, the poor guy like put on a massive brave face to help me get through my race today, and, you know, respect to him for that. And I can't thank him enough for doing that. Then today when things started to go a little bit wrong midway through the race and I got my penalty and then unfortunately had to serve it twice because they did the wrong time or something. But do you know what? Lauren had an absolutely incredible race and she absolutely smashed it today, and it's great to see her on that top of the podium after so many years of waiting and, you know, hard work. So I'm really proud of her for that. To get a bronze medal and to keep my head when times weren't maybe going my way. And, you know, I've got to be really proud of that. The emotions definitely came out going across that finish line. I think just everything from the last few years, I think you bottle it all up and suddenly it's like that relief of, you know, being able to medal, the relief of, you know, keeping your head on, but also the reality of your parents and your sisters and everybody not being there is really hard. Everything that happened yesterday, trying to bottle that up for 24 hours was also pretty tough.
How do you control the emotions over the last day or so? Do you have techniques? Is it something that you have thought about in the past, or is it just something instinctive?
I don't think it's anything I ever prepared for. Maybe that's a fault of my own. Maybe I should have thought about if the race didn't go well for Dave being the day after. But I just had so much confidence in his ability that I didn't ever really consider it. But I had my cry. I, you know, consoled with him. And then I was like, right, Claire, you need to do this. You need to use your experience from the last four Paralympic Games, and you know what sport's like. It's got such highs and it's got such lows, and I'd experienced that in swimming, not obviously, you know, boyfriend or so close to you, but I used that real roller coaster to kind of get my brain switched back on and become really selfish and actually just have to think about myself for the next 24 hours. And then I can let all those emotions out of the box.
You've obviously won a number of Paralympic medals. I think this is number 9. It's difficult, yeah, I guess, to compare and contrast them all, but this is a triathlon one, which is different.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, that is incredibly special. I don't think it's sunk in yet. I think it will take a bit of time to sink in. But to be able to do it in two sports, you know, I never ever, when I was a young girl, I never would have thought that was possible. I don't even think I would have ever thought, you know, winning one Paralympic medal. So, you know, I am really proud of myself for that.
And just finally, obviously you've spoken a lot about Dave yesterday, but as a triathlon team, three medals, a good return. And, you know, have you spoken to Dave? What's been his reaction today for your bronze?
Oh, he's been amazing. You know, he was down there in the stands supporting us, and so were the rest of the guys. And do you know what? The guys that raced yesterday, there were some great performances, but some didn't perform how they wanted, but they all held their heads high and supported us to the absolute max. And that is a true team. You know, we've got brilliant support staff. We've got coaches that were up at 2 o'clock every morning, pretty much this week, just to make sure preparations were right. We've got the National Lottery supporting us. We've got so much support, Paralympics GB, who have just made it feel like the most special games in crazy circumstances, but also Tokyo. You know, I just can't thank them enough for putting this on and making it a reality, because it's a dream for so many people. And to be actually able to compete here when they're in a national state of emergency, and the support they've given us has just been next to none.
Well, congratulations again on the bronze medal. Hopefully you get to enjoy it a little bit now. And thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.
We wish Claire and Dave well and hope to see them back in action soon. Alison Peasgood and Fran Brown both finished fourth in their triathlons, with Alison, who revealed she was on crutches 3 weeks ago with a back injury, along with her guide Nikki Bartlett, just unable to catch the French on the line. Melissa Reed and guide Hazel McLeod finished seventh in the same PTVI race. Fran Brown, who isolated for a year during the COVID pandemic and didn't swim for 14 months, finished fourth in PTS2. And Paralympic debutant Michael Taylor finished eighth in the PTS4 and is already looking ahead to the next Paralympic Games in Paris. So what a weekend. Huge congratulations again to Lauren, George and Claire. Well done to all the triathletes and the entire British triathlon team for performing and delivering in such trying circumstances in the past year or so. If you want to find out more about this brilliant sport, check out the What is Triathlon page on the British Triathlon website. There's a specific Getting into Para Triathlon section as well there too. That's britishtriathlon.org/get involved/what is triathlon. All eyes now switch to Paris 2024. Plans currently seeing the triathlon being staged on the River Seine at the Pont de Lina near the Eiffel Tower. A spectacular setting for more British triathlon success.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.